Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Vince, and today we're going to be dealing with Chapter 2 in the Ministry of the Holy Spirit course, and it's entitled Representing the Holy Spirit. The objectives of this particular lesson are this. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to identify the emblems of the Holy Spirit. You'll be able to explain what each emblem represents and list the titles of the Holy Spirit. Our key verse today is found in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temples of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Introduction. The titles and emblems representing the Holy Spirit provide knowledge of His nature and functions on behalf of the believer. Titles and emblems of the Holy Spirit are the subject of this chapter as we continue this introduction to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Titles of the Holy Spirit. A title is a descriptive phrase which explains a person's position and or function. For example, if a person has the title of president of a country, it explains his position in government and his function as leader of the nation. The titles given to the Holy Spirit in the Bible reveal much about his position and function. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, this is, know ye not that ye are temples of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. He's also called the Spirit of Christ. Romans 8:9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He's also called the Eternal Spirit. This means that the Holy Spirit is everlasting with no beginning and no end. We find in Hebrews 9:14, it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the Eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? He's known as the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is the source of truth which inspired God's Word, the Bible. He reveals His truth to mankind. And we find that in John 16:13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come. He's also called the Spirit of grace. In Hebrews 10:29 it says, how much sorer punishment suppose ye shall be brought thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. He is known as the Spirit of life. Romans 8:2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He is called the Spirit of glory. In 1 Peter 4:14 it says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. He is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Holy Spirit gives wisdom to believers and reveals knowledge of Jesus Christ. We find that in Ephesians 1:17, which says that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. He's known as the Comforter. The Holy Spirit comforts believers in times of trouble, sorrow, and lowliness. In John 14:26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He is called the Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise because He is the Spirit that was sent to fulfill the promise of God. In Acts 1:4-5, it says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with fire, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. He's also known as the Spirit of Holiness. In Romans 1:4, it says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of Holiness by the resurrection from the dead. He's called the Spirit of Faith. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. He's also known as the Spirit of Adoption. It is through the Holy Spirit that we are adopted into the family of God as the children of God. In Romans 8:15, it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now we're going to discuss the emblems of the Holy Spirit. The Bible uses several emblems to represent the Holy Spirit. An emblem represents something. It's a symbol which has a special meaning. The following are the emblems which in the Bible were used to represent the Holy Spirit. The first was the dove. The Holy Spirit was revealed in the form of a dove at the time of the baptism of Jesus. This emblem of the Holy Spirit indicates approval, purity, and peace. In John 1:32, it says, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Also, approval. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And that was John 1:32. Peace. In Psalms 55:6, it says, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. In purity, Songs of Solomon 6:9 says, my dove, my undefiled, is but one. Another symbol would be oil. Oil used in the Bible as a symbol or the emblem of the Holy Spirit, because oil indicates light, healing, and anointing for service. All of these are given to the believer through the Holy Spirit. In Luke 4:18, it says, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. In Acts 10:38, it says, how God hath anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And in Hebrews 1:9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Another symbol would be water. Water signifies the new life and cleansing from sin that the Holy Spirit brings to the believer. Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit being like water. We find that in John 7:37-39, which says this, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man drink, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Another verse would be Isaiah 44:3. It says, for I shall pour water upon him that is thirsty, the floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. He's also represented as a seal. A seal is a special mark indicating ownership. It also indicates a finished transaction. The Holy Spirit has sealed believers as belonging to God, and it indicates their salvation is a finished work. In Ephesians 1:13, it says, to whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. In Ephesians 4:30, it says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In 2 Corinthians 1:22, it says, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Another emblem would be wind. The wind is also the emblem of the Holy Spirit. It represents the power of the Holy Spirit. In John 3:8, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. And in Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. So you cannot see the wind in the natural world, but you can certainly see the visible effects of the wind in the natural world. The wind has special functions. These functions are natural parallels to the functions of the wind of the Holy Spirit. Wind produces life. It scatters seeds as it blows. This brings new growth. The Holy Spirit produces life through seeds of the Word of God as they are scattered in the hearts and the minds of men. This life is not only eternal life of salvation, but mature spiritual life through spiritual fruit, which results from the seed of the Word. Wind separates the wheat from the chaff. It purifies as it blows away the debris. The Holy Spirit serves as a purifying power in the life of the believer. Wind fans dying coals and sets them ablaze. The wind of the Holy Spirit fans God's people in revival and makes them a flaming fire, the ministry to the world. Fire. The fire is another emblem of the Holy Spirit because fire signifies, first off, the presence of the Lord. In Exodus 3:2, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. It also represents the approval of the Lord. In Leviticus 9:24, it says, and there came a fire out from before the Lord, and consumed upon the altar the burnt offerings and the fat. And when the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. It also represents protection and guidance. In Exodus 13:21, it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light, and to go by day and by night. It also represents purifying. Isaiah 6:1 through 8 tells the prophet Isaiah being purified by the fire of the Holy Spirit. You can read that passage in your Bible. Then we also have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit was given, fire was used as a symbol of his presence. In Acts 2:3 it says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And then judgment. For Hebrews 12:29 says, for our God is a consuming fire. So, representing the Holy Spirit, the names and emblems representing the Holy Spirit reveal only some of his purposes in ministry. Additional ministries of the Holy Spirit are detailed in the next chapter. So please go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.